What marked each of these tragedies, along with countless others, was the inability of the ship in distress to summon aid from any other ship that was out of immediate sight or sound. The problem was, in a nutshell, communications, or rather, a lack of them. The simple truth was that once a ship sailed out of sight of land, it was as remote and inaccessible to the rest of the world as if it were on the far side of the moon. Yet, ships die hard, and save for those rare occurrences when the sea would literally rear up and smash apart some hapless vessel, hammering its remains to the bottom, there was almost always time for a ship struggling to survive to summon assistance, to signal her distress, but only if there was another ship near enough to see or hear. But unless some means was devised that allowed a ship at sea to signal over the horizon to other ships or even the shore, the fate of any vessel finding itself alone and in distress was inevitable. The solution would be provided at the beginning of the 20th century by a young Italian engineer, Guglielmo Marconi.